the Mother of God, and the Mother of the Children of God. Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Byron. Thank you so much for tuning in to the moments about the Virgin Mary in the role as the Mother of God today.
This podcast is sponsored by
Podbot Door AI.
Title: The Virgin Mary is the Mother of God and the Mother of the Children of God.
Intro.
Hello and welcome to today's podcast, where we delve into the profound role of the Virgin Mary as the Mother of God and the Mother of all children of God. This topic holds great significance in Christian theology, sparking conversations and debates for centuries. So, let's explore the depth and beauty of Mary's relationship with God and her universal maternal role.
Paragraph 1.
In the Christian faith, the Virgin Mary is honored for her special role as the Mother of God. According to the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, Mary was chosen by God to conceive his Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. This divine conception within her womb marks a pivotal moment in human history, as God became incarnate in Jesus, bringing forth the salvation of humanity. Mary's willingness to surrender herself to God's plan and become the vessel of his Son is a testament to her immense faith and devotion.
Paragraph 2.
Mary's significance as the Mother of God extends far beyond the birth of Jesus. Throughout his life, Jesus acknowledged Mary's role as his mother, often addressing her with great reverence and respect. At the wedding at Cana, where Jesus performed his first miracle, Mary played a crucial role by interceding on behalf of the guests and directing their attention to her son. This unique relationship between Mary and Jesus reflects a deep bond, exemplifying her role as an intercessor and advocate for all believers.
Paragraph 3. Mary's motherhood is not limited to her relationship with Jesus alone. As Christians, we believe that Jesus entrusted the care of all humanity to his mother while hanging on the cross. In John chapter 19 verses 26 to 27, Jesus refers to Mary as woman, signifying her universal motherhood, saying, "Woman, behold your son," and to John, "Behold your mother." Here, Jesus emphasizes his desire for Mary to become the mother of all believers, symbolically encompassing the entire human family. Paragraph 4.
As the spiritual mother of all Christians, Mary offers her maternal care, love, and intercession to all her children. Throughout history, countless individuals have sought solace and guidance through devotion to Mary. Whether through prayer, reflection, or pilgrimage, believers find comfort knowing that Mary understands their struggles and joys, interceding on their behalf before the throne of God. Her unwavering faith, humility, and maternal love inspire believers of all ages to draw closer to God and strive for a deeper relationship with our Heavenly Father.
Paragraph 5.
Furthermore, Mary's motherhood extends to the mystical body of Christ, the Church. It is through baptism that all believers become adopted sons and daughters of God, making us brothers and sisters of Jesus. In this context, Mary becomes our Heavenly Mother, nurturing our spiritual growth and guiding us towards a closer relationship with God. Her example encourages us to emulate her faith and obedience while cherishing our own relationship with Christ. Conclusion.
In conclusion, the Virgin Mary holds the title of both the Mother of God and the Mother of the Children of God. Her humble acceptance of God's plan, her unwavering faith, and her maternal intercession provide believers with an inspiration and a model to follow. Mary's role as the spiritual mother of all Christians reminds us of God's love and care for his children, offering comfort, guidance, and constant intercession. So, let us embrace the grace and love bestowed upon us through the Mother of God, seeking her guidance and imitating her virtues as we strive to deepen our relationship with God. This is all for today, guys. My name is Byron and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Moments About the Virgin Mary in the role as the Mother of God and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.